Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Today's Tuesday, March the 4th, 2025, and I would like to say good day and welcome to the Beach House Beach Bunker, the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. The Beach House is all fortified and ready for war. Yeah, trade war starts today. There's going to be a lot of talk about how this is going to affect you right here at home. I know it seems like in a land far, far away. But we're going to talk a little bit about it. The Prime Minister is expected to address the nation this morning, and we'll carry that live. If and when it happens during our show today, we're expecting him to speak in just a few minutes. As we get the day going, what this all means, and how much mayhem is it going to cause? Also, some news from the world of fast food. Wow, it looks as if the kings have been dethroned. Yes. McDonald's, Starbucks, no, not number one on planet Earth anymore when it comes to food. The number one food chain on the planet is now from China. And you may say to yourself, China? What? Is it Chinese food? No, nothing like that. And actually, I'm thinking that it won't be long before this store lands on our shores. We'll show it to you, take you on a little bit of a tour. And the number one food store in the world is now Chinese. And we'll take a look at that this morning. Also, I've wondered this for a very long time. In my Fruit Loops, all those colors, yellow, blue, pink, orange, is the orange orange and is the red strawberry? In a bowl of Fruit Loops, does each color get its own flavor? These are the exciting questions we're going to answer on the show today. Oh, you think that's deep and heavy? How about this one? Peeing in the shower. You won't believe how many people pee in the shower. Don't share. Don't share yet. That'll come later on in the show. We'll also remember John Candy, who we lost on this day in 1994. Thank you so much for showing the love there. Appreciate it. Thank you for the follow. Might be a good idea to be following the Tyler Glenn Show for at least the foreseeable future. We plan on being part of your life for the next few months anyway. We'll see how long this whole thing goes, this trade war. Hey, it's Pancake Day. Look at this. How? Oh, Canada. I am packing heat. Look what I'm bringing to the war. Oh, yeah. You got your Glock, you got your Magnum. No way, I got my sweet stuff. Maple syrup. And you know why I brought maple syrup to the fight? It's Co-op Gold maple syrup, and that could only mean one thing. It's Tasted Tuesday. Cindy scored some Tim's free coffee. Yay, roll up the rim! Roll up the rim! You know, this is an excellent opportunity for a sponsor mention. Roll up the rim to win at Tim Hortons. It is on till March the 23rd. Your opportunity to be like Cindy and win big! Win free coffee, win free food, maybe even win a free vehicle. They've got trips and electronics and gift cards, thousands upon thousands of dollars in prizes at Tim Hortons, and the cups are back and everybody's happy and the country rejoiced. The paper cups where we fold up the rim and I can see what I won. Roll up the rim to win at Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba, only until March the 23rd in Brandon, Verdon, Nipawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. At Headley's Health Hut, if you are looking for some products that are going to improve your life, you want to sleep better, you want to eat healthier, you want to take sugar out of your diet, you want to up the protein in your diet, you're looking for the world's cleanest protein produced here in Canada with the help of New Zealand grass-fed cattle. Oh, my God. This is a premium product exclusively available at Headley's Health Hut at 1314 Richmond Avenue. Got this beautiful big store. Used to be over at the mall. Now they're east of Murray GM. They've got a top selection of vitamins, herbs, gifts, clean beauty, sugar-free and gluten-free. And, of course, Ida's Catering. If you're looking for some quick gluten-free food to pop in the oven, it's ready-made. Check the freezers. right next to the cooler with the cocktails that don't have any alcohol in them. It's all about your health at Headley's Health at 1314 Richmond Avenue. And Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. Beat the tariffs. Beat the tariffs sale. It ends tomorrow. The no money miracle is on with don't pay till 2027. No money down, not even the taxes or the fees, and no monthly payments with 0% interest. If you're looking for furniture, appliances, electronics, they are proudly Canadian, making Canadians comfortable since 1909. Leon's Furniture Superstore in Brandon, and again, leons.ca. Tariffs are here. There's no two ways around this. This is not a good news story. We're going to try and keep it as light as we can. And we're going to try and share with you what this actually means in layman's terms, in easy to understand stuff. None of this super trade war related mumbo jumbo that only the government trade people can understand. What this means is we've kind of gone to war as of midnight last night. So this is best explained with a lemonade stand. Imagine you had a lemonade stand and you sell lemonade to your neighbor for a dollar per cup. One day your neighbor says, you know, I like your lemonade. I'll still get your lemonade, but now I'm going to charge you 25 cents just because you're not in my yard making the lemonade. I would like it if you made the lemonade in my yard. So you're left with a choice. You've got your house. I don't want to move to my neighbor's place. So I guess I have to charge you $1.25. So the neighbor might go, I don't know if I want to pay $1.25. Down the street, they've got it for 90 cents. So you might lose business. That extra 25 cents is called a tariff. It's a tax on things bought from another place. The U.S. just put 25% tax on Canadian products, making them more expensive. Petroleum, oil, and gas is 10%. But Canadian stuff just got expensive for Americans. Now, what's going to happen today is Canada is going to do the same. This is like if you told your neighbor, fine, if you want my lemonade to cost more, I'll charge you extra for your cookies. And so their cookies cost more, then your lemonade costs more. And you can see that this does not end well, because the only thing that happens is everything ends up going up in price. And that is what's going to affect you and me and Americans too. Some people may buy less, which can hurt businesses that rely on selling to the other country. Governments do this to protect their own businesses, but it can also make life more expensive for families. And so we have got 7 to 10 days. Unlike COVID, which was like a slow-moving disaster that we saw overseas, and then we had to kind of be prepared, wash our hands, and it was a slow-moving freight train, this is going to come very, very fast. We've got about 7 to 10 days. So my advice to you is this. If you do have some American products that you buy on store shelves, you're best to get them now. And I know we're not supposed to be doing that now, but there are some unavoidable. Some people need to get some American stuff for whatever reason. I'm not saying cross-border hop, because you can't do that anymore without paying tariffs now. But you've got 7 to 10 days before the price of things go up. And we're going to really feel the impacts. There's going to be some pain with this. There's no two ways about it, Sense Seekers. The five ways that we can cope in the next week. The five things we're going to need to do to get ready for this. But I'm going to tell you, you're going to see it in the markets today. We saw it yesterday afternoon with a huge loss on the stock markets. The dollar dropped 69 cents. It's expected to drop more today. If you are a person who is an investor, you may want to just shut your TV off. You may want to keep the internet off for the next 48 hours. Because the markets do not like this. They don't like tariffs. They don't like the instability. And the markets are going to be a bit of a shit show for the next little while. So, but what are the five things that you can do to prepare for what is ahead? Because make no mistake, Sun Seekers, this is going to be this could be, depending on how long this goes on for, this could be kind of like the COVID thing. where life gets a little tough. Life gets a little uncomfortable. COVID was not fun. Those are not fun times. And things are going to get uncomfortable. You're going to go into the store and you're going to go, what in the hell are they charging for fruit? Like, what? Or you're going to go buy that favorite product and go, what the hell just happened? You'll know that this is the result of tariffs. Now, the whole Buy Canadian thing, yeah, that was cute. It was a, you know, the protest thing, and we got a rah-rah, let's rally the troops, so to speak. This is now we're getting into the serious. Things are getting serious as far as Buy Canadian. Buying Canadian-made products, not only good for the country, but you're going to see very quickly that the Canadian-made products are going to be the cheaper ones. And the once cheaper American products are going to be quite expensive. So point one is buy Canadian. At the same time, look for sales, coupons, and discounts to reduce grocery and household expenses. Also, buying in bulk is going to be a good thing. So when you see things on sale, now we got to be careful we're not, you know, hoarding, and we got to watch the whole toilet paper thing. I think we're okay with the toilet paper. Point number two is save on transportation and energy. One of the things that we're going to see go up is gas prices. We're going to see gas prices. Your home heating is going to go up. These things are going to go up. Keep your gas tank filled as much as possible. Watch where you're getting your gas as far as the cost of gas. If you can use public transit or plan trips to carpool, that is not a bad idea. Also, watch your electricity and heating costs at home. Point number three in the coming days and weeks is to watch spending, avoiding unnecessary purchases, prioritizing needs over wants. That is going to be a big thing because money could be in short supply. Number four of five, protect your income if you can. Experts say look for extra income sources if possible. Stay informed if your job is an industry affected by tariffs. If it is, undoubtedly, there will likely be memos going up in your coffee room or staff room. There will be meetings that will involve senior management to say, okay, here's our game plan. We're going to be okay. We've got this we're going to do. We got that we're going to. Or they're going to get everybody together and say, okay, we got some challenging times ahead. Let's pull together. Let's make this work. There's no two ways around it. It's serious business. And to make matters worse, there's more coming in April. We've got carbon tax at 20% set to gas prices. We could be paying close to $3 a liter for gas by summertime. And that's not a joke. Between the carbon tax and the tariffs, things could get really, really ugly very quickly. Now, it's important not to panic. It's important to stay informed. It's important to keep yourself in the loop on this stuff. Get yourself a reliable source of information. And finally, point five, support local and adopt shopped local behaviors. Again, we have kind of been doing this in a kind of fun, rah-rah, cheery kind of way. Now we have to do this. It's best we do this. If we want to maintain some sense of normalcy, it's important to shop local now more than ever. More than ever. Now, the good news is we're coming into spring. I've already seen in chat people are saying it's a good time to plant gardens. Oh, my God, yes. If you have the ability to plant a garden, that is fantastic. That's a great idea because the longer this goes on, and if he adds more, this could get really ugly really quickly. Now, we're not there yet, and I think it's important to just take it one step at a time. We have to take this one step at a time, not deal with what could happen, what's around the corner. Let's deal with what's in front of us. The tariffs are here. We have five ways to prepare ourselves. You now know that between the next 7 to 10 days, we're going to see a jump in prices on a lot of the things that you buy. Now would be a good time to go through it, clean it out, get rid of those little freezies that are from like 1998 that fell through the, you know what I'm talking about? What is it with those freezies anyway? All the frozen treats always drop that. They're not the problem. It's the peas from 1991. That, 90, at the bottom. Clean out the freezer. It's a good time. Let's call this freezer cleanup week. Because what you want to do is anything that you can freeze, you want to be buying it while it's on sale, and you want to stock that freezer up. That is a good idea. Let's stock the freezer. And if you don't have a freezer, again, Leon's is a sponsor of the show. Go to Leon's. Get a freezer today. Get a freezer in the next week to 10 days. They come in all shapes and sizes. You will thank me for it, because when you're able to buy some stuff on sale and be able to freeze it, it's going to save you some cash down the line. And if you can't freeze it, stuff that's canned generally will last, you know, a good length of time. Cindy says, man, do I have freezers? You know, it's like my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law has got like 12 freezers. Ukrainians know how to freeze stuff. I was looking at my pantry last night, and I can't get rid of the Ukrainian in me. I had hoped for the best, but prepared for the worst. And when there's sales on, I'm buying a case here and a case there, of case of beans, case of soup, case of this, case of that. And I go into the pantry last night, knowing that the tariffs could be coming in, and I'm like, okay, well, this is like COVID 2.0. I remember when COVID hit and they said, oh my God, do we have pickles? Do we have canned goods? What do we have stocked up? And one of the first things that people said on social media, the Ukrainians will be fine. They exist for this very thing. They stockpile food like there's no tomorrow. The Elkhorn Resort, Clarso, Nordic Spa, beautiful Riding Mount National Park. If you want to get a staycation that is nice and close, boy, the Elkhorn Resort and Clarso, Nordic Spa is a great place to go. Coming up today and every Tuesday through the month of March, wellness yoga classes with Shane. They go from 6 until 8. And they are every Tuesday through the month of March up at the Elkhorn. Also next weekend at Buffalo Bar, live music with the Blackwater Blues Duo. That's an 8:30 start both Friday and Saturday of next weekend. They've got a fresh flower workshop with Kathleen LaGlass from Souris. That is on Sunday, March the 16th. And there's an art exhibition fundraiser for cancer care on the 23rd and a wine tasting at the spa on March the 27th. For a complete list of activities and fun things going on at the Elkhorn Resort, visit elkhornresort.mb.ca. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon, your new vehicle headquarters, and of course, Westman's number one EV dealership. As those gas prices continue to go up, the cost of maintenance is reduced big time. The cost of gas does not exist in an EV. The electric vehicle, the Hummer, the Silverado, the Blazer, the Equinox. Get your questions answered and get behind the wheel of an EV and take one for a quick rip. Springtime and some puddle jumping in an EV with Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And the announcement yesterday from Sunrise Credit Union, big news from Sunrise, $30,000 in your hand until April the 12th. All approved Sunrise Credit Union residential mortgages will be entered to win $30,000. You heard right. $30,000. And with the low 3.89% residential mortgage, there's never been a better time to purchase a home. 30,000 reasons. Sunrise Credit Union, $30,000 to be given away. $30,000 in your hand. For more, sunrisecu.mb.ca. In fact, I too have questioned Fruit Loops over the years, because when I get a bowl of Fruit Loops, them Frosted Flakes, they're pretty good. I go kind of crazy. I kind of eat them fast. And Colette, don't tell your husband about this. Don't tell him. Just keep it your secret. But the question has finally been answered. Are Fruit Loops really different flavors? Do Fruit Loops actually contain fruit? I think we all knew that that was not the case. In the past, Kellogg's has faced several lawsuits over the fruity cereal not containing any real fruit. All of these cases have been dismissed. You think so? You think so? I was under no illusion that Fruit Loops contained fruit. I'm okay. According to Kellogg's website, Fruit Loops are packed with delicious fruity taste and aroma. Yeah, but which one? Which fruit? Says it's based on a blend of several flavors. Blueberry, orange, apple, cherry, lemon, lime, and raspberry. MJ says Canadian has fruit juice, American has artificial flavors. Canadian ones do, they use fruit juice. Really? Another source says that they may be using watermelon and blueberry and carrot juice, along with red dye 40, yellow 5, blue 1, and yellow 6. Old Chickie says when Americans do a comparison, they said ours taste better, but ours are duller in colors. Well, now that we're at war, everything in Canada is better. We can now move to that degree. We can move to that. We're just better. We're better. Borders closed. No one's going anywhere. No one's going to work. No one's doing anything. We can't. MJ says, I just sent you a box of Fruit Loops. Sugar, whole grain corn, flour, corn, hydrogenated coconut and vegetable oil, carrot juice, turmeric, watermelon juice for color only, concentrated blueberry juice for color only, concentrated Juito juice for color only, stevia extract. Yeah, no, listen. now we're discovering that, yes, it contains juice, but not for flavoring, only for color. The headline here, the takeaway, is that it doesn't matter. The colors mean nothing. The cereal tastes the same. The colors mean nothing. Fruit Loops is a flavor. Like Dr. Pepper. It's a combination. It's okay. Embrace it. Love it. Shrove Tuesday. I think that's what it is because we got Mardi Gras coming up, right? It's Pancake Day because it's a tradition in many countries to eat pancakes. Because Lent is a time of fasting and giving up certain foods. Well, isn't that fantastic? So people would use up all their eggs, milk, and sugar, and they would make pancakes. The word shrove comes from the English word shrive, meaning to confess sins and be absolved. So we'll do confession in Sunseeker chat. So happy Shrove Tuesday to you. Look at my pancakes. Look at how delicious they look. They're ready for me here. My buttermilk pancakes, Co-op Gold buttermilk pancakes. I can't wait to get into them. But this is what I'm really looking forward to. Oh, my God. Oh, wow. You know what? And it's not as sweet as I remember. Oh, man. Oh, pure maple syrup on my pancakes. Oh, boy. Pure maple syrup. It does. Oh, Canada. This is what you got to do. Get over to your local co-op and get your Co-op Gold buttermilk pancakes and your Co-op Gold maple syrup. And now I'm hungry. That is the reason for the feature, because we want you to visit our sponsors, Co-ops of Westman. That's where you're going to go. Go to Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, or Hamiota Co-op.
You can't just fucking vision. You just can't more. Because you can't. Because you can't have a trade war. Oh, Canada. You know what I'm saying? I know what I'm saying.
And now I'm sticky. I'll be like Clark. All my stuff is sticking to my hands. All my papers, my maple syrup. I tried to be this proud Canadian on Shrove Tuesday, and now everything's so sticky. Oh, this is sad. Did you see this? Dolly Parton's husband died. That is sad. She is such a sweetheart. She is one of my favorite people in entertainment. She is constantly helping charity. And she's just, I don't know, and I've never met her, but she just seems like a really good person. Don't you agree? If he should die first, I may never marry again, Dolly Parton said in 1981. Carl Thomas Dean, 82 years old. She posted a message there, the two of them. Yeah, look at the smile on his face. I mean, he was married to Dolly Parton. His last words were... His last words were, "Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. There is a God. I was married to Dolly Parton." Words can't do justice to the love we shared for 60 years. And apparently it was quite the romance. Dolly was 18 when she moved to Nashville in 1964. On her very first day in the new city, the singer met 21-year-old Carl outside a laundromat. "You're going to get sunburnt out here, little lady," he called out while driving by in his pickup. The pair struck up a conversation. Dolly said he was genuinely interesting in finding out who I was and what I was all about. They hit it off. "I was surprised and delighted that when he talked to me, he looked at my face. A rare thing for me." Carl said the day he met Dolly was the day his life began. Where else would they have been looking? Her shoulder pad. She did have big shoulder pads at one time. I believe that's probably what they were looking at.
To have, you know, someone there in your corner, and you know they love you for just who you are, not what you do, not what other people think you are. And they know you, you know, for who you are. And there's a great comfort in that, knowing that someone loves you exactly for who you are. Because he fell in love with me before I became a star. And so somebody said, "Oh, you know, you know, how do you feel about being married to a star?" He said, "I didn't know what." You know? It's like, to him, I'm his star, but not, he doesn't relate to any of that.
Oh.
He doesn't care about that. Well, he's proud of me. I don't mean that.
Yeah.
But that's not how he sees me, not how the public sees me.
That's amazing. What a great story. Dolly Parton is just a blessing. She is amazing. Anyway, our thoughts are with her. It's regardless of the age, you know, 82 is a good long life, but it's always tough. So, you know, we're thinking of her this morning and in the coming days, to be sure. So the world's largest fast food chain does not have a North American location. This is mind blowing. I repeat, the largest fast food chain in the world doesn't exist in North America. There's no location for them. Can you imagine? This is a wide open business opportunity for somebody to bring this fast food chain to North America. Who is it? What is it? What do they sell? I've got the details coming up in a second. First, to our sponsors, Auto Fashion. Auto Fashion, spring cleaning, your puddle jumping. You want your car cleaned on the outside and the inside, and of course, they'll take care of you at Auto Fashion. They'll elevate your ride. They've got paintless dent repair, PDR, interior and exterior detailing, fresh and spotless, ceramic coating and paint protection, headlight restoration, fabric and leather protection, and a whole lot more. Saving you the time and bringing your vehicle back to its showroom-like condition. Auto Fashion, 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet and Best Wet Pet Foods next to the car wash. Skydancer Casino in Belcourt, North Dakota. Skydancer Casino has got world-class entertainment for us. Tracy Berg coming in November, Little John in August, and just announced the lead singer of Rascal Flatts. This is going to be an outdoor performance in July. By that time, I'm hoping things have calmed down somewhat as far as the tariff war. This cannot be a permanent thing. So once it's all said and done, we're going to have some fun. And of course, tariffs don't count when you're visiting. You can just slide across, have a little bit of fun, and then return once again. It's not very far across the border, just a few miles across that 49th parallel to the Skydancer Casino in Belcourt. Great games, great funs, and great fun. And of course, the Turtle Island Water Park, the Adventure Park there. Lots of fun to be had at SkydancerCasino.com. You can check out their website there. So it looks as if Starbucks is now 3, McDonald's is number 2, and this restaurant is now number 1. Mix you, that's what I would have thought. My you, no. It's kind of weird. You won't be seeing this coming. Mi Shui is now the biggest fast food chain in the world. And what does Mi Shui make? Bubble tea, ice cream, and drinks. Mi Shui, they are lined up around the block, down the corner. It is huge. Everybody wants to get a Mi Shui. So let's check things out on TikTok. See if we can get into a Mi Shui. See what kind of good things are happening on TikTok with Mi Shui. Since 1997, and this place is popular. Oh, look at the kids lined up. Mishwe is what it's called. Here we go.
New and famous Mishwe. If you've seen this place, you know that there are always lines. To take advantage of the long wait, I had to try the top-selling items, which included the brown sugar pearl sundae and the strawberry shake shake. The brown sugar pearl sundae came with soft and chewy pearls and ice cream that was really creamy. And I quite enjoyed the strawberry shake shake as it wasn't too sweet and it was very refreshing. This is Mishwe in World Square, Sydney.
Mishwe. And so they've got those the bubble tea balls. The bubble tea balls are in the ice cream. Mascot's kind of weird. What is that? Oh, no, it's an upside down. And I can't even pronounce that name, the name of the mascot for this thing. So it's a snowman that is the mascot. Thank you, Zildy. With a crown on his head or her head. I don't know. Okay, so now I'm getting it. The drinks are not just drinks. They've got stuff in there. Now, you remember the first time that you had like a flurry or the cookies and ice cream and the, oh my God, some of that stuff floats around in the drink. Is it edible? The ice cream doesn't look too bad, but they really, the snowman is the star of the show here. And these drinks that have stuff in them, look at, okay, so that's the bubble tea. They got like the little gelatin bubbles in there. And then they've got, looks to be, I don't know, cookie bubbles or cookie balls? I don't know. And then they've got these guys in there. I don't think they're edible. These look plastic, but they're floating around in your drinks and in your ice cream. So this is what's coming. China has done it. They have created the world's largest fast food chain, M-I-X-U-E, and there is not one location in North America. So how about this for shocking news? I thought to myself, self, maybe Tyler was born in the wrong country. I hate the cold, so why did God put me in Canada? What the heck is that all about? Then, this week, I stumbled upon some startling information. Maybe I was born in the right part of the world, but maybe I was born at the wrong time, because a new study has revealed that the Arctic was once a tropical paradise. Well, isn't this my luck? Isn't this your luck? We were sitting in a tropical paradise once upon a time. What the hell is this? A new study has revealed that palm trees have been found as part of the artifacts up in Canada's north. Palm trees? Scientists discovered the fossils by analyzing tiny silica structures. This in the Northwest Territories of all places. This is crazy. I can't win for losing. The fossils, along with the remnants of warm water species, suggest the Arctic was once ice-free and had a climate similar to the Bahamas. Researchers said the study challenges other assumptions about when the ice first formed in the Northern Hemisphere. Derek says that the North Pole wasn't once in Pennsylvania. Well, we've got a trade war. Let's send it back. Karen was our winner. Karen Crump Ware. Karen nicknamed her vehicle right here. Her white. What kind of car was this again? I had it. She calls it Betty White anyway. It's a Betty White. What kind of car is this? Bottom left corner there. It is a Blazer. Chevy Blazer. So there's her Chevy Blazer, and she calls it Betty White. So congratulations, Karen Crump Ware, winner of our final oil change from Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, the official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show, where they make a donation to Bear Clan, Samaritan House, and Helping Hands every time you get your oil changed at Murray's. Kuiper's Family Bakery is the best bakery in all of Manitoba, could be one of the finest in all of Western Canada. You've got to visit and see why. For generations, they have passed along the traditions. The recipes have been passed down. And that means that the tradition continues at Kuiper's Family Bakery. The tradition of smiles, incredible breads in all varieties. You want rye bread? Really good rye bread. You want fresh white bread, toasted nice and thick Texas toast. You want delicious, soft, beautiful buns, hamburger buns, dinner rolls, hot dog buns. They've got them for you. Kuiper's Family Bakery. All your bread cravings are satisfied. 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner, beside Tasty's. And at Eplaw Office, where they believe in forming lasting relationships while taking care of your legal needs. As we were talking about Sunrise Credit Union earlier this morning about the drop in mortgage rates. Whoa, we're back into the 3% range. House sales are going to pick up again. And you've got to visit our friends at Eplaw Office if you're doing any kind of land transfers. Again, legal help will be needed. And Eplaw Office is ready to jump to the pump for you. And get you those papers signed and get you into that beautiful home, or maybe get that will fixed up, or maybe you're making some changes to some corporate documents. They do corporate law as well. Eplaw Office is at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC on 18th. A quarter of people admit that they pee in the shower. A new survey from Talker Research found that 12% relieve themselves in the shower each day. Another 12% do so multiple times weekly. In total, 45% of people who shower regularly admit to peeing in the shower at some point during an average year. When broken down by generation, can you imagine doing these studies? When broken down by generation, the data reveals striking differences. A full quarter of millennials report urinating in the shower. At a rate that dwarfs that of their older counterparts. By comparison, 13% of Gen X and just 6% of boomers who really have an excuse because they gotta pee all the time. Men appear significantly more likely to incorporate this habit into their shower routine. Men 30%, women 20%. What makes the statistics particularly icky is that most people aren't the sole users of their showers. Only 39%. Say they exclusively use their shower by themselves. No one else in the family uses it. Raising potential hygiene and etiquette questions. It is most often reflected as a modern obsession with multitasking. I have to stop the shower. I have to get up. Same with peeing in the pool. We gotta clamp down on this stuff. We gotta clamp down. Why not? Molly says it's going down the drain. Well, and pee is apparently completely clean. Like pee is sterile. It's got no germs in it. It's got no germs. Don't ask me how I know that. Tracy just puts strips of bacon on her pancakes. Cheryl says Pearl Jam. Oh no, pear jam. Jesus. Pearl Jam. Not Pearl Jam. Oh boy. I think we're done. I'm getting cut off. Oh my God. Don't do that. Oh. Colette is peanut butter and jam. Nora says cherry pie filling. Oh, nice. Cherry pie filling on your pancakes? Well, whatever you decide to put on those little pancake goodies, make it great. Make it awesome. It's Shrove Tuesday. Have a great Tuesday, you guys. We'll be back again tomorrow at 7. Enjoy your day, and thanks again for hanging out today.